This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys know I preach about you not having to worry. I preach about signs of you being able to just calm yourselves, because you are conservatives, and that means I don't have to put anything in front of that. I have to put Christian. I don't have to put compassionate. I just have to say you're a conservative. You are getting signs. There's a Winans song. I love the family, the Winans. They can sing, man. And they got a song called Ain't No Need to Worry. Ain't no need worrying what tomorrow's gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. And the reason they tell you that is because when you lay your head down to go to rest, don't sweat it. Don't sweat going to rest, because when you get up in the morning, God will have taken care of it. Now, when you get up, there's something else that you don't have to worry about if you have an attorney. When I got an attorney, it was like my happy day. Oh, happy day. Because when people would say, get in my face or get up, I'd be like, well, I'm just going to turn over to my attorney. And I walked away, and I called my attorney. It wasn't a fake. It wasn't one of those deals like you get bad service. I'll get my attorney in here, and you don't have an attorney. When I had an attorney, I quit worrying. See, you have got lots of things not to worry about. You have a person representing you, Donald Trump. He's got you right now. Don't misunderstand me. You have to have his back, but you're proving that you have his back. Every day, the numbers are rising for Donald Trump in spite of the media onslaught. Now the Democrats are panicking, and they better panic, because I'm telling you, I'm about to give you some signs. Here's one. It was a tweet from a friend of mine. Her name is Patricia Dixon. And Patricia says, I'm on a business trip in Georgia. I walk into a black-owned establishment with an all-black wait staff, and Fox News is playing on the television. I about fainted. No CNN? This speaks volumes. Folks, when I tell you something, that people like me, Larry Elder, Star Parker, and many others, we make a difference. God is my witness, we make a difference. I see people every day that come up and tell me stuff. I'm at the airport, a big old brother, Nigerian. Hey, he looks at me, I know you. I know you. You're from Fox News. It's like, yeah. I'm a Nigerian brother. Y'all know I'm like, I forget how much, but I'm a big percentage Nigerian. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're talking. He gets his sister. He's with his sister or his wife. I can't remember. But he's like, hey, this is Kevin Jackson. I know this man. He goes, I love what you do. I love what you do. He goes on, man, brother, I'm coming. To go a little farther down the airport, I missed a Papa Doe, which I happen to love. Brother comes out of Papa Doe. I'm on the phone against the wall by the bathroom, because I was lamenting that I did not get to go to Papa Doe because I didn't see it till late. And the dude comes out. He looks straight at me, comes over, fist bumps me, says, love your work, man. Went down the way. Folks, black folks get it. Don't fool yourselves. These are the signs. These are the signs. You want to know something else? Let me give you another sign, just in case you're not. You're like, Kevin, that's black talk. Come on, bro. That's black talk right there. There's only two brothers. And then Patricia, yes, God bless her. She's traveling in Georgia. You know, it's racist Georgia. Goes into a black establishment with an all-black wait staff that's watching Fox News. That's just, Kevin, that ain't no sign. Somebody happened to change the channel while she was there. You can give me all kinds of excuses, but that's no sign, brother. Come on now. She said it speaks volumes, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe we're all just fooling ourselves, right? Black folks hate Donald Trump. They hate that he promoted that black woman to general in the Marine Corps. They hate that. They hate that Donald Trump has donated $881,000 to the NAACP. They hate that Donald Trump has been given awards by Jesse Jackson in New York for his work with black people. Yeah, they hate it. Black folks hate that man. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, folks. The left are scared. They're scared of you. They're scared of your representative, the person who's actually representing you. They're scared that Donald Trump has built an economy where everybody is flourishing. They're afraid, and they better be. I'm telling you, God is my witness, they better be. Don't get me to preaching up in here. I had a whole church in here singing. I heard the Lord. This is as close as many of my white audience, people in my audience that are white, get to black church. Oh, man, I love having fun with y'all. Look, we should be smiling. The only thing keeping you from really smiling is you don't have that courage yet to go out there and just really, you know, set yourself free. It's like streaking. You know, where you just run out there butt naked. Don't do it because, you know, get accused of being a pedophile now. But I'm saying in the old days before all this, you know, liberal nonsense when streaking was kind of funny, let me just say to you, you need to be as free, fancy, and what do they say, foot free and fancy loose or something, foot loose and fancy free. That's it. Foot loose and fancy free is what you need to be. When you take that burden off yourself, ain't no need to worry. When you take that burden off, you're going to feel good. It's lifting a little bit. You know why? Because you feel vindicated. Yeah, you feel vindicated. You're like, shoot, all these people, Donald Trump, it's Armageddon, the economy, trade war. We going to go to World War III. He better not do this. If he fires mother, whatever. It doesn't matter what they say. They are nothing but alarmists, and all you have to do is say, I ain't worrying what tomorrow's going to bring, because it'll be all over in the morning, and it'll be good, because it's Donald Trump. We are no longer living under the thumb of Barack Obama. No, Barack Obama's gone. The days of Obama are gone. They hate, let me tell you, the left are so happy that Negro's gone, they can't even see straight. They can't admit it. They will never get that burden off their little skinny metrosexual shoulders. But you can lift your burden. You can go out there and be President Trump. Be like old Kevin Jackson. Wear that MAGA hat in the right places, because you can't be like me all the way. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're packing, then you can. If you're packing, wear that MAGA hat. Wear it in black. Wear it anywhere you choose. Let people know. I ain't worried about you. I ain't scared of you. Wear that hat. Shoot. Black folks got Fox on, and they're listening to Donald Trump's tweets. Don't you? Let me tell you something. Make no mistake about it, folks. Black people are going to vote away from the Democratic Party. They are going to vote for Republicans in this next election, and I'm going to be one of the people leading the charge, and I hope you will help a brother, because we are going to do that. Me and a buddy of mine out of D.C., forming an organization that's going to go all around the country helping the House stay in the hands of Republicans. Ain't no need to worry what tomorrow's going to bring. I got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Radio show.
You know, Kaepernick, you know, the Seahawks offered him a tryout, and they said they canceled the trial because he didn't agree to stop kneeling. Well, you think it's time for him to...
Well, man, look, first of all, Kaepernick, just like any human being, should be allowed to make the choices that he want to make.
Yeah, he sure should. That was common. You know who he is. He does these new Microsoft commercials. Excuse me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He's an ethnocentric racist as well. And here's the thing. When I call people ethnocentric racists, I don't mean them to be bad people. What I'm saying is they don't understand that they're part of the human race. So they put things into colors. Now, he goes on to say, you know, be fair, let Kaepernick do his deal. By the way, there's a... another player that kneeled with Kaepernick on the 49ers, that player is not getting any, nobody wants him on their team either. So there's been more fallout. And here's the thing about the NFL and the kneelers. The fallout is that in this coming season, bet your money, you're going to see a lot less kneeling than you've seen in the last 2 years. You're going to see players just standing there Their protests are going to be internalized. That's my prediction, and I bet you it's true. I was just talking earlier about this silly idea that everybody gets a trophy, and so everybody is making the cheerleading squad at this school. And so schools have had tryouts for cheerleaders, and look, I understand this isn't a big deal in the scheme of things that a girl didn't make the cheerleading squad. But what I'm telling you is it's a big deal in the big run, in the long run, or the big run. It is a big deal because it's a statement of everything that you do. This collectivism, don't misunderstand me. There are times when it's a good thing to get together and say, let's all share equally. For example, you all get together with friends and you go out to dinner and people say, yeah, let's just get a spread and where everybody eats and we're cool. Or and now in my case with some of my friends, I tell them that's cool as long as y'all buy your own drinks. Because we got some people that, they will throw down, your bar tabs more than your meal. So, yeah. So, but anyway, you get what I'm saying. There are times when you go, yeah, let's just do it all together. Let's all make a decision on where we want to go to vacation. Let's all make a decision on where we want to eat at the restaurant tonight or whatever. There are things that work good in the collective, and then there are things that, quite frankly, you should be an individual on. And I think when it comes to trying things, if you kill the inspiration that says, I want to be a cheerleader, and I'm using just that as an example because we talked about it earlier, you're setting a kid up for not even understanding what failure is. This school said to the, when this lady complained that her daughter didn't make the squad, that would have been incentive, and I don't know whether this girl was a senior, junior, or freshman, whatever. It doesn't happen. I remember when I was growing up, they said, I remember going to a school, I went to an all-boys school, and they were looking at the cheerleading squad, and somebody pointed down to the cheerleaders, and they said, they pointed to a girl and said, she's a freshman that made the cheerleading squad. And I didn't know anything about the school. I didn't know anything about the girls. I went, whoa. Because you know what it said to me? Wow, this girl really prepped. She was ready to go. And when it came time to make the squad, she made it freshman year. It told me something about her. It told me something about the squad. They were really evaluating because those positions are left for the girls who've had, who've got seniority. The pretty girls who have the moves. I dated a cheerleader once in high school. No big deal. But anyway, it meant something. So when you give cheerleading to everybody, it doesn't matter anymore. It loses its luster. It's yet another American tradition that's gone away. Now, I understand it. The feminists are going, well, who cares? We shouldn't be having these girls out there shaking their booties for the boys playing football or playing some other sport. Cheerleading is a career. Women build careers on this now. It's like call it pageant girl or whatever, but it builds careers. But it also builds esteem. It builds things that people don't even think about. They do. Indirectly, you understand what it's doing. When a mom says, yeah, my daughter made the cheerleading squad, or a dad says, yeah, my daughter's a cheerleader, you conjure up something. She's probably pretty. She's got the moves like Jagger, And you understand that she's probably holds herself in esteem. She's not going to be maneuvered and manipulated by young boys if she can make the cheerleading squad. She's going to be more discerning. Cheerleaders, especially the head cheerleader, she will date, the top guys in class, whatever. Her boyfriend will be the captain of the football team. And I could go on about all the different, things that are happening. So that's what it does. It builds esteem. We live in a culture now where they don't want to build esteem. They don't want kids to feel good. The school said, we will scrap the 10-member squad altogether unless everybody makes the team. Now, what a lot of people did, or schools did, is they said, well, we'll have our select group, the cheerleading squad, and then we'll have, what do they call them? They weren't cheerleaders, but they were like, they had a name for them, I can't think of the name. you guys are probably too young. But it was like a, what do they call it, cheer squad or pep squad. I think it was pep squad. So they had a place where you could go. If you didn't make the team, you could be part of pep squad. So it kept you close enough to the cheerleaders where you could see it. You know, the goal you could see, the dream you could chase, but far enough away to where it was incentive to want to be one of those. If they give it away, there is no incentive to be one of those. Now ask yourself, why would you do this? And that's what I look at when I think about the motivation for the left. Why would you do these things? And as a parent, why would you complain? Why would you, you know, I don't understand this. And it bugs me because it's not fair to anybody. And it's certainly not fair to our culture because that spirit of competition is what made America. I want you to think about the parent who is complaining about her daughter and ask yourself, if this person were responsible for the forming of America, where would we be? Is this the person who's going to go trekking through unknown territory with all kinds of potentials for hostilities and say, yeah, I just found the new world and I'm going to go check it out from coast to coast? No. Do you think she's building the mindset in her children of people who are going to be risk takers and use their imaginations and try to figure things out? The answer is no. This is a mom who, quote, solved the problem for her daughter. And her daughter is actually worse off for it because her daughter knows I didn't make the squad. There will be resentment on that squad for every girl that did not make it. If you think you have separated them out in some way, you know, put them all together, I should say, you've actually built a chasm between them because the girls who made it know they made it and the girls who didn't. Lots to talk about. I want to examine this Iran nuke deal when we come back, and also April Ryan.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. So glad I don't live in California. Man, love the visit. Lots of friends, fewer friends out there than I had in the past, but great place to visit. Yeah, I have to donate a lot more money to it when I go. Taxes outrageous. All kinds of special regulations. It, you know, when you go into California, it's like being in a different country. Your car, you can't take your car to California without going through a lot of rigmarole, as my family would say. Yeah, you got, they, nothing transfers easily. They don't want anything in, anything out. They think they've got it licked. But they're in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. This is a country, I talked about this the other day, that is the fifth largest economy in the world if it stood on its own. It has surpassed the United Kingdom. Fifth largest economy, new federal data. Gross domestic product rose by $127 billion from 2016 to 2017, surpassing $2.7 trillion, slightly over the UK. What is it from? Manufacturing, aircraft manufacturing. You want to know why? You can't move aircraft manufacturing that easily. Boeing, who merged with McDonnell Douglas or whomever, Northrop, Grumman, all the big aerospace companies, they are stuck in California because they can't retool and build planes, you know, the same with Seattle. Let me tell you something. Boeing, all these companies, I don't even know the names. It used to be General Dynamics. It was LTV. These are missile companies. Raytheon, all of them would suck paper leaving California if it were easy. You think they like those taxes? They would be gone. Boeing, look at Boeing's, let me tell you what happened in the last year from 2016 to 2017, the California rose by 100 and something, 20 something billion dollars in GDP. It's in a word. You ready? Trump? Yep. They say the data demonstrates the sheer immensity of California's economy, home to nearly 40 million people. I love this. A thriving technology sector in Silicon Valley, the world's entertainment capital in Hollywood, the nation's salad bowl in the Central Valley agricultural heartland, reflects a substantial turnaround since the Great Recession. Do you know how well Donald Trump has done for California? California. In the city, California. Yes, California. He has turned Californicate into a thriving economy in spite of Moonbeam. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Can you imagine what California would be like if they followed the principles of Trump, if they stopped supporting illegal immigration, got rid of sanctuary cities, stopped taxing people into oblivion? It would be a showpiece. People are stuck in California. That's why they're there. All sectors except agriculture contributed to California's higher GDP. Hey, funny thing, the GDP of California raises with the very qualified white Republican president, and it was down for a low period under Black Jesus, baby Black Jesus, Barack Obama. And do you hear anybody talking about this? Do you hear the Californians thanking Donald Trump? California last held the world's fifth largest economy in 2002, fell as low as 10th in 2012 following the Great Recession. They've added 2 million jobs and grown its GDP by $700 billion since then, and the majority of it is due to Donald Trump. Go back, I dare you. Look at the stock market on Boeing. Look at what you could have invested, what you could have made in Boeing had you invested in it the moment Donald Trump took office. You don't have to believe me. Go do it yourself. California's economic output is now surpassed only by the GDP of the United States, China, Japan, and Germany. The state has 12% of the U.S. population, contributed 16% of the country's job growth between 2012 and 2017. By the way, the biggest job growth from 2012 to 2016 was in illegals. It was in menial jobs, working, cleaning buildings, and picking fruit. In 2016 to 2017, it was in manufacturing. They say its share of the national economy grew from 14.2% to 14.2% from 12.8% over that five-year period. You want to know when the majority of that growth took place? Do I really need to tell you? Huh? Huh? You want some ice cream? You need some ice cream? Because if you don't understand when that occurred, you're a child. You got the mind of a child. California. Yeah, I'm going to head out to California. Find me a little place to live. Take the wife and the kids. Yeah, California. California's economic juggernaut is concentrated in its coastal metropolises around San Francisco, San Jose, Los Angeles, and San Diego. That would be all the things I told you before. Big time aerospace. Lockheed, McDonald's, all those. I don't even know who's bought whom over the past few years, but that's all that they're talking about. And of course, Silicon Valley. Can't count those guys out. You got Facebook and Yahoo and Google. Yeah, propping those guys up, thankfully, propping up that economy. But I'm telling you, the big boys would suck paper leaving. I'm talking about the manufacturers. Google and those guys, Silicon, they're stuck. Intel, they're stuck. All those guys. But Google, Facebook, they could leave in a New York minute. They could go to Tennessee. Look at what Amazon's doing. Amazon's not looking in California. Jeff Bezos ain't stupid. Well, you think I'm stupid? I ain't stupid. Who you looking at? What you looking at me for? Yep. All sectors except agriculture. You want to know why agriculture suffers? Because Donald Trump says, look, get these illegals out of here. We will pay more for food. That's okay. And oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, how about you let some water go down to the Central Valley instead of feeding those smelt, those bait fish for your husband's tuna company? Yep, they say it's driven by worker productivity. Yeah, that's some economics professor at UCLA. They said the United Kingdom has 25 million more people than California, but has a smaller GDP. You think that's because of worker productivity? Could be. I mean, it could be. Look, the Europeans, they're lazy. In comparison, they're lazy. Silicon Valley, you got to work, baby. You want to keep that job? There is an Indian or a Chinese that'll come get that job. You better know it, white boy. You better get to work. Shoot. Yeah, I don't care how many people you got. You better go to work, baby. But look, all that said, and here's what's really interesting. California's in a humanitarian crisis. Are you guys aware of this?
California is struggling. But as good as it is, people are and let me tell you, I think part of this is Jerry Brown knows you're stuck. That's why he says, I don't care if you get HIV and somebody knows it. That's on you. I don't care if somebody steals from you up to $950. It's a misdemeanor. Yeah. Jerry Brown has gone bananas. He's got a climate tax. He's got all kinds of things that are happening. I'll talk about this later because we're not going to have time today, but he is making it mandatory for you to put solar panels on your house. We'll talk about that in a bit. But California's in a crisis. It's a crisis waiting to happen. Donald Trump can help it so much, but only so much. Eventually, the middle Americans that live in California, the people that want no part of the leftist ideology, they are being squashed out. And they're going to figure something out. I don't know what it is. A lot of them are leaving. Humanitarian crisis. Thousands of displaced people. These people are no different than any other refugee. They get no publicity because they're middle class white folks, for the most part, who are saying enough is enough. Conservative economists Arthur Laffer and Stephen Moore predict a new mass exodus of wealth from New York and California because of the new tax law. But academics who study taxes and migration call the forecast pure nonsense. These two guys, Laffer and Moore, say 800,000 people are going to leave New York and California. Now, that's good news in one sense, because you're saying, whoo, that man, people finally see the light. They're done with California. But if they bring that leftist mentality, they're bringing it. They're spreading it all over the country. You're spreading cancer. It's like what happened with the Muslims. You can say, oh, we want to help them. You know, we want to bring them in and get out of those, you know, crazy dictator run countries. But whatever happens, they end up spreading amongst the general population. And next thing you know, you got more car bombs. You got things going on. This is what's happening with California. They're leaving and you're going, well, what do we do? What do we do? They're coming here and they're watering down your vote. They say the new tax bill is going to net 800,000 people to move out over the next 3 years. They limit the deduction of state and local taxes to $10,000. So these high earners are going, I'm going to Texas. There's no state income tax. I can deduct all my taxes. So why not go take advantage of that? They're moving to neighboring states where the tax base is better. And also, people work harder. They're not complaining.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. we are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at freeoldglory.com. That's freeoldglory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's freeoldglory.com. Go now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President Trump is easy to explain. He really is. It's when you see people like him, and I've worked around him. I happen to be one of them, a person that expects excellence. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. You expect people to be able to do their job and handle their problems. That's all he's looking for. You're competent, you're there. And he will admire you and rise you through the ranks. And despite what people think about Donald Trump, he would allow you to grow beyond him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I've learned these things about this guy. And just watching his style. And for the record, the end game for him is very similar to all achievers. It's about results. And the left don't understand it. they see it as an affront to the political system. How dare you be successful? How dare you state what you're going to do and do it? Think about that. Somebody made the comment a while back, Donald Trump may be the only president impeached for living up to his campaign promises. Now, he won't get impeached. Don't sweat it. But he's getting ostracized for everything that he said he was going to do. And for the record, he's given, from a negotiations point of view, he's given the left much of what they want. He's allowed them to have enough of a win to where they can feel good and not have to go back embarrassed in their constituency. In other words, he hasn't put the hammer down. He could, but his style is very negotiation. So DACA's a good example. He was hard on the border, but when they came up to DACA, he goes, I feel for these kids. Yeah, let's take a look at it. And what did the Democrats do? Nope. Because it would have been successful. It would have been finished. See, Democrats like disease. They love disease. They do not want a cure. There's no money. There's no strife. There's no benefit in the cure because the disease is what keeps them going. Understand that government, the unfortunate thing I hear is poorly run government. Government of progressives says, how do you keep your job? I used to, and I can relate to this directly because of a business that I ran. I was in what's called the rep business, the manufacturer's rep business. And we used to say it's one of the world's only self-defeating businesses. Because as a rep, you take on a product line, and that product line is usually small to medium. So they don't dominate their market. They can't afford to hire direct people in the field, so they hire reps to take over territory. So let's say they've got a rep, they've got 10 reps throughout the country representing certain regions of the country. Most of them have more than that, but let's just say it's 10. So you've got a territory. I used to cover Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. We called it the TOLA region. And you take on a product line that's doing $1 million, but their competition is doing $100 million in your territory. So they've got direct salespeople there. So what happens is that company that wants to do more, get more market share, they say, well, we'll hire a rep company who knows the territory as good as these sales guys. They're not dedicated to just my line, but it's a fractional sales. It's like renting a jet, you know, not having to buy it, renting it every time you want to take a flight. So that's what you do. The problem with the rep is that once you build it up, so you're at you're at $1 million, so they're paying you roughly 5%, $5,000 a month to run their business for them. That's one FTE, but you may have 5 or 6 employees. So they're going, okay, we've got 5 or 6 people out there selling our products for $5,000 a month. They can't do that on their own. So you build it up. You get it to 7 or 8 million. Now they're writing you a check for $350,000 to $400,000. They say, you know what? We could have a direct person or two reporting only to us if we fire the rep. And so, you know, they give you a little more time. You get it to $10 million. Now it's $500,000 they're sending you. You're gone. It's a self-defeating business. Now, as a rep, you understand it. You know you get dangerously close to that line, and that's probably going to happen. Now, a lot of people say, I get to that line, they're going to see how great of a job I do, and the management team is going to go, this is great. That would be true if there weren't a progressive liberal always lurking called the CFO who's only looking at a number. He's not looking at, oh, wow, Kevin grew our business from $1 million to $10 million. He has to feed his family and kids, and he's invested a lot of time and energy. He doesn't care about that. It's gone. Government is concerned that you are going to feel that way. Government is concerned that you're going to say, I have no need for these projects. So what they do is they create more and more. It would be like a rep knowing that when you hit the 5 million mark, you're done. So they just keep it at 4.8. And then they drop it down to 4.2. And they intentionally do so. Government does it in such a way that they just say, you know what? We're just going to add more things to make you think that we need these things. Look at the waste and the fraud and an amount of redundancy in government, and you get what I'm talking about. But I want to go to this clip that was played about Donald Trump
and it has to do with chaos.
President Trump did, and the way he did it, once again indicates the chaos in this administration.
We have a libertine, budget-busting president who exudes chaos and dotes on authoritarians, who replaced the State Department with Twitter.
With this president, I think he thrives on chaos. Maybe that's the way to run a reality TV show. It's not the way to run the greatest country in the world.
Ah, sounds like a narrative. While his recent successes are earning praise all around the world, you heard it in Jerusalem a few moments ago, President Trump's critics not changing their tune. But on the heels of all the president's recent accomplishments, our next guest argues if this is chaos, we might need a little more of it. Michael Walsh is the author of the upcoming book, Fiery Angel. He joins us now to explain. So you say, if this is chaos, let's get some more.
Right. Well, there's been too much criticism of the president, I think, for not conforming to the norms of what the media and the Democrats think a presidency ought to be and what a president ought to do. And my argument today in the New York Post is chaos is actually a good thing. It depends on how you define chaos, mm-hmm. of course.
So but, how do you define it here?
Well, I define it with the president. What he's been doing is if it's not working, fix it, change it, fire this guy, change this person, get it until you get it right. And so that's what he's doing, and I think it's why it's been so effective over the last 15, 16 months of this presidency.
Let's look at North Korea as an example. This time a year ago, approximately maybe last summer, more like, we heard the president, you know, talking about fire and fury, and his critics were saying he's bringing us to the brink of nuclear war by talking about little Rocket Man. And yet here we are almost a year later, and we're coming to the peace table in June.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, if you think all the way back to the Reagan administration during the Pershing missiles in Europe thing, and we were on the verge of nuclear war, the left is always on the verge of something, and they think that the right is going to start something. But in fact, what's happened is, just look, there's going to be a peace conference, there's going to be a summit conference in Korea. Iran deal has now been negated. That's going to sort itself out. What Trump does is he shows that the big dog gets respect.
Oof, there it is. Oof, oh no. Who let the dogs out? Hoof, hoof, hoof. Of course, the big dog gets respect. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was an author. Was his name Walsh? Something. Not. Was it Walsh? I can't remember. But anyway, he's an author, and he explained it. I can't explain it any better. I really can't. This is quintessential Donald Trump. Get it done. I mean, look, I say the same thing to my organization all the time. Had a young lady, she works for me, and I tried to call a guy. She says, hey, this guy wants to talk to you. I said, okay, great. We've been trying to reach him. I called him twice. So I reported back to her. I said, hey, look, I called the guy twice. If he left messages. Will you call him one last time and find out what's going on? Because apparently he wants to talk to me, but it didn't. So she calls me back, and she says, yeah, well, I got a hold of him. And, he had called her to say, Kevin hasn't called me. She says, yeah, he's called you twice. And then she calls me and says, is it okay if I give him your number? And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, not to get mean-spirited with you, but we've been trying to reach each other. Don't ask me stupid questions. Of course you can give him my number. We're trying to reach one another. See, I don't like that. And I'm not trying to put one of my staffers, you know, because she's a young girl and doesn't understand. But she, I just don't want to give out your number. I'm no big deal. And not to mention, use common sense. If I'm trying to get a hold of somebody, of course I want them to have my number. But see, that's the type of thinking, and I'm not putting her on the spot, but that's the kind of thinking that happens in D.C. where it's like, you know, hey, listen, I know you've been trying to, you know, to get A accomplished, but, you know, this task that I'm doing will help accomplish it. Do you really want me to do this task? Well, you know what, their little intern or staffer, I'm not sure. Let's have a committee meeting about it. And that's the way D.C. has worked. And what Donald Trump does to disrupt things, and by the way, you notice the narrative of chaos. It's chaos. There's chaos over there. They no longer say he's unhinged. They say he creates chaos because they know people understand he's not unhinged. But that narrative fails because chaos, by definition, to D.C. in bizarro world is results.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.